Welcome to Parc Jarry in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike Phillips. Batting third. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Torre. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Roy Steger. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Koosman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Koosman. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting second. The left fielder, Bombo Rivera. Batting third. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jose Morales. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gary Carter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Carruthers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Don Carruthers. And now, play ball. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel takes first base on ball four. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manguel. The throw from Morales and he is safe. Manguel steals second. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manguel moves to third. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manguel scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball four. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Steger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges takes first base on ball four. Roy Steger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steger hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodges moves to second. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hodges. The throw from Morales and he is safe. Hodges steals third. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman hits a line drive towards short. Foley catches it and throws to third to double up Hodges. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales strikes out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 1, Expos, 1. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Manguel hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon strikes out. One out. Don Carruthers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carruthers strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-1 in the game. Torre hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodges for the out. Torre moves to second. Two outs. Roy Staker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staker is 0-for-1 in the game. Staker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Torre moves to third. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Manuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 0-for-1 in the game. Koosman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carter. Koosman reaches second base with a double. Pepe Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Manuel bunts towards the mound. Carruthers fields it and throws to first for the out. Koosman moves to third. One out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards first. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-1 in the game. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Phillips. Mackinnon moves to second. Don Carruthers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carruthers is 0-for-1 in the game. Carruthers hits a fly ball into center field. Manuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodges for the out. Two outs. Roy Staker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive towards first. Torre reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry White now playing left field. Bombo Rivera now playing right field. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Koosman strikes out. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Manguel hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton bunts towards the mound. Koosman fields it and throws to first for the out. Morales moves to second. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koosman fields it, throws to third for the out. There goes Foley attempting to get to second. Here's the throw, and he's out. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carruthers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Torre hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first, with Carruthers covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mackinnon hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Carruthers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carruthers is 0 for 2 in the game. Carruthers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Roy Staker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staker is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Staker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley misplays the ball. That's an error on Foley. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Koosman bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. 2 outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Crane Pool. Valentine reaches second base with a double. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Valentine moves to third. 1 out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish is walked intentionally. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Morales is walked intentionally. Parrish moves to second. Jim Little pinch runs for Jose Morales. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valentine scores. Parrish moves to third. Little moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 2, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.